history of landscape art is an aspect of the history of the human spirit. And that aspect has a profound interest for all of us, for it is concerned with the relation of the human spirit to the outer world. We men and women find ourselves on this earth surrounded by wonders of all kinds. No doubt we ourselves, who move, breathe, think, and laugh, are the greatest of the wonders on the earth. But there is grass beneath our feet. There are trees above us, flowers around us, opening on the air with all their perfume. There are rivers springing from small wells and flowing through the land till they become so broad that the eye can no longer see across them. There are mountains rising far into the sky. There is the sea stretching out into the unknown. And all these are perpetually changing as we look on them. Clouds float through the air and cast violet shadows over brown earth and green grass. The color of the air changes with every hour. All round is inexhaustible beauty to rejoice the eye. And then, between us and the fields and trees, the seas and mountains, there is the world of animals and birds, of fishes and insects. Their life mingles with the silent life of leaves and rocks and streams. To us, they are silent, for we can only understand their cries in the most imperfect way. But they touch human life more or less closely everywhere. Some we hunt and kill, others we tame for use or to be our companions. But it is only when man has been a thinking being for long ages that he has begun to study them as they are and for their own sake. At first, man is hardly conscious of these wonders of nature, for he is absorbed in getting the means of existence, in procuring food for himself and his children. And even now, even in civilized countries, how few people look at the beautiful things which surround them for their own sake. The farmer looks at the bare fields and sees the crops which he has sown already rising and bringing him his harvest. The builder looks at the fields and sees the houses he wants to build there. The climber looks at the mountains and thinks of the way by which he will ascend and conquer them. The miner thinks of the riches they hide in their rocks and how he will extract them. It is only the artist who sees the fields and the trees and the mountains as they are for their own sake.